I just wanted to take a moment to extol the virtues of a Wi-Fi hotspot, known colloquially, I believe, as a MiFi hotspot for mobile Wi-Fi. Imagination never was the top talent of the geek, and it certainly isn't my top talent. Must be a geek then. Huzzah! Basically, Wi-Fi or MiFi hotspot is basically what amounts to a phone SIM card with 3G card in it. And a transmitter. Literally, the thing is about the size of a very slim mouse. Think of an iPad. Just think of an Apple mouse, because they tend to be the sleekest. Not that I'm a fan of Apple. I'm just thinking on the top of my head. But really, really thin. So basically, it's pocket size, and you really can't even tell you're carrying it. And it's it basically all it does is it takes the 3G signal out of the air and turns it into a Wi-Fi signal. So basically, wherever you're walking, if you keep it with you, you have Wi-Fi. So then you can attach multiple devices to it. So it's like a dongle, but you don't have to have any drivers on it at all, on your laptop or your iPhone or your Android phone or anything. You've always got a signal. As long as there's 3G in the air, you've got a Wi-Fi network, which in my experience tends to be a lot more reliable than having to search for a Wi-Fi hotspot, of which there are many, certainly here in the UK. Lots of pubs and clubs have them. Several cities have fantastic Wi-Fi coverage, and I'm not knocking those facilities at all. They're absolutely brilliant and to be commended, and let's have more, please. But until everywhere has a coverage of some description of Wi-Fi, it seems to be the best solution. I have friends who have used Wi-Fi dongles on their laptops, notebooks, etc. And almost without exception, they all basically say they're rubbish. And that's independent of the kind of laptop they're using or the network they're using. Everybody seems to say that the dongles are at best a pain and at worst useless. This be possible sometimes because the drivers aren't great, the signal isn't great, all sorts of reasons. But from my own personal experience, the Wi-Fi hotspot option, which basically means you don't install anything at all on your device, you obviously have to have a Wi-Fi enabled device. That goes without saying. I'm kind of assuming, dear listener, that you've worked that bit out. You just hunt for network and find your Wi-Fi hotspot and attached to it. My personal one, I'm not going to do any advertising, but my personal one is a multi-carrier compatible one. So basically it finds the strongest 3G signal wherever it is, and it piggybacks onto that. So far I've not found anywhere that doesn't have a 3G signal. Admittedly, I haven't been into the depths of the countryside, but so far, even places where I've actually lost my phone signal, the Wi-Fi has carried on going. You can use it with, as soon as you've got a Wi-Fi signal, you can do just about anything with it. Obviously, you can use the world of Skype, and it does tend to be more hardy and bulletproof than 3G. I found 3G to be a little bit patchy, which is strange really when you consider that 3G is the Wi-Fi hotspot is actually piggybacking from. But maybe it's because, obviously, with my phone is specifically tailored to one particular provider, which I will not name. So because the strength of this thing is because it can search for anyone's 3G signal. And it is. I just can't recommend them highly enough. They do seem to be a technology that seems to have been missed by people. People on the move tend to either go somewhere that's got Wi-Fi, such as pubs and clubs, or they buy themselves a dongle. I mean, a Wi-Fi hotspot, even it has its own internal power, which gets you charge off a USB, and then it's there, and it will last for a full working day. I've had one, put it in my pocket at 8 in the morning, it's still going at midnight. Admittedly, it's probably reaching the end of its life by then. But I just can't recommend them highly enough. Anyone who needs to have the internet or any form of internet connectivity on the move, Wi-Fi hotspots all the way. And of course, because you can tether multiple devices to them simultaneously, my particular one can handle 5 devices simultaneously, you can have it with friends, and they have quite a good range too. Mine works, I put it on my desk at work, and it will run for maybe 50, 60 feet, obviously, in a line of sight, in every direction. Yes, they are passworded, if anyone wants to know. So you can stop people having access to them that you don't want. And that's the end of my boo, because I'm out of time. So boodly boo, chaps. Bye-bye.